The National Youth Orchestra No. 2 will provide symphonic fireworks this 4th of July weekend at the Kimmel Center. It's practicing in New York and is coached by members of the Philadelphia Orchestra. But catching any of them between rehearsals wasn't easy for the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns.
The leafy environs of State University of New York at Purchase are abruptly invaded by the sounds of 78 teenagers from 27 states and National Youth Orchestra 2. And they're living the lives of professionals, says Philadelphia Orchestra principal trumpet David Bilger.
They've got to learn much more quickly than they do in their regular youth orchestra, where they may have 4 months of rehearsals for a program. Here, they've got 2 weeks.
With high-energy bassist Joe Conyers, these kids might not know what hit them.
Sometimes the students are a little bit shell-shocked, but then they take notes, some take video.
Time management, however, it may not be the top syllabus item for clarinetist Ricardo Morales.
We got in trouble because we were just clarinetting too much, and we got into the orchestra rehearsal a little late, and they had to get a little scolding. It was all my fault.
The kids have tourist time in New York and Philadelphia, though Carnegie Hall's Sarah Johnson says the relative isolation of campus is intentional.
They're hanging out at night playing chamber music. They're reading things together. They're listening to stuff together.
For 14-year-old Philadelphia area bassist Braden Ellis, this week is about considering the future and finding the right voice.
At first, I played the violin, and I didn't like the squeaky sounds that I was grinding out on it.
Grinding was definitely not heard the day I was there.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.